Wednesday, November 16th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. In terms of market impact and change to economic trends, I believe that this presidential election will usher in the most change seen since the Carter-Reagan election in 1980. I saw one forecast for the dollar to reach the 2002 high near 120. That would essentially be a 20% increase in the value of the dollar and cost to those buying U.S. goods. That would make $3 cash corn $3.60 corn to export buyers. It is not too much different than putting a 20% tariff on U.S. exports. This is far short of the Ag Depression high of the dollar index of 160 in 1985. The Ag Depression of the 1980s ended when the dollar topped. If the dollar goes up another 20%, this ag recession is just getting started. Trump has threatened tariffs on imports, which would be added to the currency exchange. For example, if the dollar goes up 20% and he puts a 35% tariff on Mexican imports, that adds up to a 55% trade barrier to selling stuff to the U.S. for Mexicans, but the net change is a 15% increase in the cost of Mexican goods to U.S. buyers. They have dollars with greater purchasing power. You may have read that there is a La Nina in place. It depends on how you define it. Many climatologists use a 0.5 degree below average Pacific water temperature as the benchmark for La Nina, and it was 0.7 degrees under the average in October. Consequently, you read the headline about La Nina. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that it is the SOI more than water temperatures that impact the weather in the Corn Belt. Therefore, you can technically have a La Nina and not have it greatly impact the Midwest. The SOI needs to be a positive 8 for a La Nina to impact the Corn Belt, and it is just 4.96 and receding at this time. In other words, this is a mild La Nina. Note only gives it a 55% chance that it will last through the winter and may not be there in any strong fashion by spring. Weather conditions and prices are good enough in South America that I would not be surprised to see planted acreage there exceed expectations. They will plant into early December down there. NOPA reported that the October crush was over 164 million bushel, 4 million above expectations. It'll be interesting to see when exports slow because of the dollar strength. We expect that there was an active inventory building pre-election, particularly by Mexico. And at some point soon, when confidence in the size of South American crops firms, export buyers will literally abandon expensive U.S. sourcing. The yuan fell to an 8-year low against the dollar. Buyers of U.S. commodities the world over are now hard at work on contingency plans given the rising prospects for trade friction, skirmishes, and battles materializing early in 2017 as President Trump flexes his American first muscles. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Foreign buyers of U.S. commodities would be fools not to search for and identify alternative suppliers to be able to avoid U.S. markets as much as possible to mitigate their supply risks. China, for example, is boosting canola purchases from Canada. The more successful they are at making America second, third, or less in order of dependence for commodities, the safer they will be. There will be a new mindset in the global market. The Trump transition team is working hard on putting together an administration. They have to find about 4,000 people, or at least Obama did. Maybe Donald Trump can get by with 2,000. They want generally new people, which eliminates a lot of establishment types from consideration and also downplays experience in government. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, who was a strong Trump supporter, was being touted as a possible ambassador to China. That would be great. Who Trump picks for ambassador to China will say a lot about what he expects for relations with Beijing. If he picks Branstad, then I would feel better about trade prospects. I think that the reason that he wouldn't is that he plans on making trouble. Branstad would probably not be a good pick if Trump were planning a trade war. The dollar hasn't given anything back yet from its sharp up move. The grains and soy markets will not diverge too long from the inverse of the dollar trend. The trade will be looking for signs of the impact of the dollar on the grain and meat trade, and that may take a little while. A lot will hinge on the success of South American crops for the ability of global buyers to source needs there rather than here. A lot of markets, such as gold, bonds, stocks, and the dollar, have had sharp moves since Election Day that may mark new major trends. After the initial shock gets into these markets, they should calm down, and there should be a period of correction. The underlying impact of one market on another, such as the strong dollar on grains, will take a little while to unfold. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.